Let's talk more about the Assembly election now. Plaid's manifesto, which was launched on Tuesday, sets out plans to make efficiency savings of around £300 million in the health budget with the help of an expert commission. That's around 4%. But the party's leader, Leanne Wood, has told BBC Wales she'd go higher than that if the commission found more savings, as high possibly as 10%. That's more than double the number the party gives in its manifesto. So where can savings be made and how much is possible? Plaid Cymru's Sheen Ap Iorwerth joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the plan? How will you make these savings?
I'm not sure how you've come to that 10%. Let's look at what we're saying. Get a piece of paper. What we've got here is something that adds up to very, very good news for the NHS in Wales. And for starters, I'll say that Plaid Cymru is pledging absolutely not to take a penny off the NHS. And actually, we'll put spending up by almost £1 billion in the next Assembly. But as well as spending more money adding to the NHS budget, we think that there could be a way of spending the money that's already spent better. And we say that you can save about £300 million from a whole range of things, really. Better use of clinical staff, reducing spend on agency staff, better use of technology, savings in procurement. And what you do, of course, then with that money saved is put it back into the NHS so you can treat more patients, treat them quicker, and pay for more doctors and nurses. We want that money within the NHS spent on the front line, and that's what Plaid Cymru would do.
But there was a suggestion that there could be more savings, and it wasn't us that came up with this figure of 10%. It was Leanne Wood herself who mentioned 10%.
Okay, I think we can clarify that. Alongside that, we will have a commission that we would set up looking for immediate savings of £200 million, not in health, but across the whole of government. Leanne, in that interview, said that if 10% of that £200 million was identified as savings that could be made in the NHS, again, to plough back into the NHS, then she'd be happy with that. But it's 10% of £200 million, not 10% of £7 billion, which is something completely different.
What is the expert commission that you're talking about? Have you already given it some thought as to who would be on it?
Indeed. This is... it's funny, I'm here as an economy spokesman for the party. And we've got to stop a silo mentality that we have in government. And one of the some of the conversations that I've been having as economy spokesman over the past months and years is with people from within industry, for example, about how you could use industry management innovation techniques to save money within public services in Wales, looking for better ways of using money. And what we do is we tell this commission, listen, identify for us through expertise right across the board in business.
Who are the experts, though? Who are they?
Oh, you could draw the experts from a wide range of areas within academia, within economy, within public service delivery, people with experience of running businesses,
got names on a list anywhere then?
We're not in government quite yet, Rachel. Once we're in government, putting together that commission, you know, I've certainly got confidence that we have the people with the brains in Wales from business, from academia, from people who've delivered public services well in the past that could identify. And the target for them would be quite clear. We'd say, find us immediately, if you can, please, £200 million worth of savings across government. Just better ways of spending government money. And we wouldn't be able, obviously, to agree to all of that, but we'd say half of that, certainly we can say, let's go ahead and make the savings immediately in order to spend on health, on education. That's how we need to address government in Wales. We need to be innovative, spend money better, make sure we get more bangs for our bucks.
You did ask academia to help you in your manifesto, Cardiff Metropolitan University.
Indeed.
And I can quote Professor Brian Morgan here, who does say that raising these sums from efficiency gains is, he says, not going to be easy or painless. So even your experts are telling you it's not going to be easy to find those savings.
Can I just clarify one thing? You say our experts. We took the decision, which was the right thing to do, to go to external experts, not within Plaid Cymru, external experts, some of the best brains in Wales, to look at our manifesto, the costings, the budgets that we plan, to have a look at them honestly and independently off Plaid Cymru. And they have come back and said, absolutely, what you're saying in your manifesto is based on reasonable assumptions. What you're planning is quite reasonable in terms of what can be deliverable. But it doesn't surprise me that they say that some of the decisions are challenging. Goodness me, I don't want to go into government with with some sort of idea in my mind, thinking it's all going to be easy. These are challenging times. We've got to make brave decisions, challenge the status quo, if you like, challenge the way that things have been done in the past, if we're to make things work better in Wales. And that's got to start with the NHS. It's top of the list for people in Wales. If we can't spend our money better within the NHS, we are not going to deliver a better health service.
So just to clarify, there would be a limit on the savings that you would make in the NHS, if that's what the experts tell you?
To be honest with you, the Commission, looking at £200 million of savings, which is, you know, small fry compared with the NHS budget, would actually be looking outside the NHS budget in Wales. It would be looking right across government. If in doing that work it happened to identify £20 million from the NHS budgets that they said could be spent better within the NHS elsewhere, hey, that's fine by me. Let's spend our money on health in the best way possible. More than what?
You could, as your leader suggested, you could have more savings.
No, I'll remind you once more. We say that we can find £300 million of savings within the NHS by the end of the Assembly, to be spent better within the NHS. That's 300 million. If this commission says there's £20 million more that could be redistributed within the NHS, hey, I'm fine with that. I mean, the more money we find that we can spend better on employing more doctors, better use of clinical staff, better technology, savings in the way that the NHS buys goods and services, you know, that's fine by me. Let's get the best brains in Wales and beyond even working on this to make sure that the public pound goes as far as it can. That manifesto is more innovative and clearer in its plans for spending Welsh money than any government plan we've seen in the past. I'm excited about putting this into practice.
That's good to know. Thank you for talking to us this morning.